Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Manuela Roland from the Human Rights Institute OMA at the Juiz de Fora University in Brazil. I speak on behalf of Friends of the Earth International and as a member of the Global Campaign in the Treaty Alliance. The pandemic has shown that human rights mechanisms such as health systems to be effective cannot be dependent on the profit interests of business and especially transnational corporations. The primacy of international human rights law over any other international legal instruments, and in particular over trade and investment agreements, is the established principle which has been an integral part of the goal of the working group. However, this core principle is not clearly mentioned in the second revised draft. This principle must be explicitly reaffirmed in a separate article, in the preamble, and in Article 14. In this new version of the draft, it was added that trade and investment agreements have to be compatible with the obligations of this treaty. This is an improvement that we welcome. But in order to further strengthen the provisions of the future treaty, we propose the following amendments. Article 14.5a. Any existing bilateral or multilateral agreements, private-public partnerships and contracts shall be interpreted and implemented in a manner that will not undermine or limit their capacity to fulfill their obligations under this LBI and its protocols, as well as other relevant human rights conventions and instruments. B. Any new bilateral or multilateral trade and investment agreements, private-public partnerships and contracts shall be compatible with the human rights obligations of state parties and of transnational corporations and other business enterprises of transnational character under this LBI instrument and its protocols, as well as other relevant human rights conventions and instruments. And we also suggest an addition paragraph in order to solve potential different conflicts among international human rights instruments and national norms, guarantee the primacy of human rights. Do you send a written proposal in this regard? Indeed, besides some incomprehensive delegates' doubts, in the current framework of new liberal policies, human rights law is treated as subordinated to commercial and investment law. It is therefore essential to reaffirm the primacy of international human rights law over trade and investment agreements and legislation and ensure that primacy is effectively implemented. And we would like to support Palestine's statement in relation to Articles 12 and 14 because it really reflects the realities of Global South and its needs. Thank you very much.